Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The energy adjusts. My partner steps aside. And everyone in the room gets a chance to discern. What is the energy here? Is it what you expected? Is it what you came for? The lyrics of the song that you just heard are perfect for this message. How many of you understand the truth of what God inside really is? The creation of the human being was on purpose. The whole human race's existence is on purpose. Some of the anomalies that you have, that your science can't figure out, is on purpose. Having 23 chromosomes instead of 24 is on purpose. It sets you aside from the mammals right below you in an evolutionary state. It makes you look at yourselves differently. What if? Everything I am saying right now is from the other side of the veil and is totally given in love. There are those right now who listen to this voice, even in this room, who would doubt this is real. I know who you are here. You're a perfect creation of God. With free will to discern for yourself what is right for yourself, what's happening around you for yourself, you're on your own. When it comes to deciding, you're on your own. And that means that there is a respect for whatever you decide. You might have heard that there is a time and a place for everything, and there is. There's a time to awaken. There's a time to reject. There's a time to be a hermit and climb into that place where you have to analyze who you are. And we know that. But here's what you have to know. When you're doing all that, and we say you're on your own, that which is your logic is on your own. That which is your heart is on your own. But you're never alone while you do it. Regardless of how you feel about this channel or this meeting or even the idea of this, there is a constant truth. The human being is walking side by side with God. Spirit is always, always in you, with you, beside you, in everything you do. Always has been. With the total unbeliever who walks out of here saying, I don't need any of this, it's foolishness. Go my own way without any of this metaphysical nonsense, and you walk out, you walk down the street, and all the angels are right with you. They're right there. You're in totally disbelief, and it doesn't matter. You see, God inside is God inside, regardless of what you believe. And speaking of belief, biggest stumbling block to being able to awaken and see that which is more than you think you have. The biggest stumbling block is your own history. How did you grow up? What were you told? Before you came to this meeting, what's your idea? What did you pre-decide would be here, dear human? What reality did you create? What wall did you put up or tear down? History of that which you come in with often determines what you'll go out with. Unless, that is, something happens. And that's something that we talk about perhaps is a softening, where you might actually say to yourself, is it possible there are things I don't know? Could it be that there are spiritual things, esoteric things, multidimensional things that are around me that I don't know? Oh, it might go against what I've been told or what I expect, but they might be there. And if that's you, dear human being, I'll tell you, you're in the right place at the right time to discern. Not to be grabbed by some truth or entity or awakened, but to have the discernment door open. So that which you call your heart, your brain, your logic, and your intuition can take a good look. And if you really take a good look, you'll see there's a light behind the door. That has your face waiting to come out to fill every piece of DNA in your body and change you forever and change you in a way that you really can't even fathom. I'm going to talk later today about some of the tools that are new in this shift, personal ones inside you that are going to start to work and awaken. But they're not going to happen, especially to the old soul, without a little discernment on your part to see if it's real or not. It's a fun meeting to attend, you might say. It's an interesting one. There's information here. There's meditation. Oh, doesn't it feel good? Can't you feel the love? And then you leave. Or there's really something different here. The man in the chair is really channeling. The voice is from the other side of the veil. It's the creative source who knows of your perfection, of the sweetness of your soul, and sees you in a way you won't even see yourself. Dear human being, I want to tell you something. Whoever you think you are, you can double it. In problem solving, in balance, in healing, you come here perhaps for a healing today. If that's you and your heart is soft right now and you can feel what I'm saying and hear the choir, hear the music, it's a metaphor. The choir is your cells singing the healing song that you came for. And you wouldn't be the first one to walk out differently than you came in. Nothing happens from this stage to change you. Nothing. The energy you feel in the room, if you do, is created from an entourage that you brought with you. Every soul here carries pieces and parts that you don't even know you have, multidimensional things They're always with you. They fill the room right now. If you really knew who was here, what was here, I think you'd be astonished. There is so much support for any decision you would make right now to open that door and look at yourself differently. Everything happens because you make it happen. Self-responsibility is the key. Old soul, you know that. To be who you wish by opening the door and actually taking that which is already yours with free choice. Is it too esoteric for you? There are those who will leave this day and you really won't know what has happened until it starts happening in your life and you realize you did make a decision to see more of yourself. Is it possible that there is something esoterically divine inside you that is greater than anyone has told you on this planet? Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it? Can't you sit there right now and know you're an old soul? You've lived on this planet before, most of you, in this room, listening to this. You don't have to know when and where and how. You just can feel. You've been here before. You're a wise old soul. You know how this works. And you sit in a place in history that is unique. You stood in line to be here right now for this shift in this culture. No accidents for you. It's a short message, a loving message. All it is saying is that there's more here than you think. And it's for the taking. It always has been. There's a few of you right now who really needed to hear this. In the room. I know who's here. And you're going to feel differently when you leave. And you won't leave alone. You won't leave alone. It's enough for now. I'll be back. And so it is.